Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we all win, in all sincerity. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. I do appreciate the time that you spend just, you know, listening, getting engaged, getting involved, being part of, because there's a lot happening out there. There's a lot going on that you need to be part of. You need to understand. When you look at what's happening right, even right now, it's going on at Columbia University. You know, it's out of control. It's out of hand. So when are we, you know, when are we going to re-become? I don't even know what to say. We're going to reinvigorate the fact that we are a country of laws. The reason those immigrants came here, the reason immigrants come here, is because they feel like they have a fighting chance. They feel like we're all on the same page, right? And now, and what's happening now? From Trump all the way down to the. Look, the average American right now is more in danger of going to jail for doing a misdemeanor than an illegal alien coming over the border. All right? Work it through. All right? This is not the right wing, left wing, middle wing, whatever. Just think it through. It's not, we're quickly becoming a third world nation. And what we're doing, the way we're dealing with things. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time again that we're spending here on the air in the chat room. Right? The, Israel struck over, and Nancy Pelosi came out today. What'd she say? Actually, it was over the weekend, and she doubled down on it today. No election interference here. But she wants Netanyahu to step down, because he has been the problem in his two-state solution forever. Let me tell you what. I don't know whether I should do the homework for you, but the two-state solution has been nixed every time it's been brought forward by the Palestinians, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of those organizations, they don't want any part of it. I don't know if Nancy and Chuck Schumer have IQ level of 9 or what the deal is, why they refuse to pay attention. But I want you to think something through. Right? When your organization says that it wants to wipe out the Jews, it wants to wipe out Israel, it doesn't want one of them left on the planet, how do you get to a two-state solution with that? How does that actually work? I'm very curious about that. Everybody's got an answer. All you Facebook foreign policy experts. I'm not one. I don't play one, but I will tell you this. Over the years, going all the way back to before even Obama was president, going all the way back to that, every foreign policy expert, military and otherwise, said Joe Biden has not got one foreign policy right or one decision right. Not one. Hey, Joe Messina. Use my best English. Right, these are guys that are in it every day, that understand it, that know how it works. Right? You just keep hearing it. You keep hearing this over and over and over again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And what I love, too, here's another good one. Trump just kind of coming out. Now, you realize that the more and more that they lose with their court claims against Trump, the more and more that you're going to see and hear charges brought against Trump from all over. I mean, from everywhere. No, seriously. Just today, it was revealed that Trump and Giuliani are unindicted co-conspirators in Democrat Michigan Attorney General's 2020 alternate electors case. And he's just putting it together. He's had three years to work on it, and he's just putting it together. Right? Help me understand. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? A lot going on, a lot for you to have to pay attention to. At the University of Southern California, things got ugly there as well. Why? Pro-Hamas protesters. What happened to the peaceful stuff? Even in the 60s, it was peaceful. Right? Well, it was peaceful for the people having the rallies. Not so much, maybe, for the police officer. There was a lot of bad stuff to happen back then. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It works out well. It's you know, it's really good. And seriously, honestly, folks, you know, I don't want you to be a warrior necessarily. I don't want you to go out there pounding pavement. What I would love for you to do, though, frankly and honestly, would be nice. To have the information you need, right, to really make sure that people know what the truth is. Whether they believe you or not is really not important here. It's making sure you don't get caught up in the emotion of the moment. Right? To make sure that you really You have the information. You're laying it out. I know I keep saying this, and some of you are irritated with it, but seriously, we don't want them to be able to come back at us and say, you know, you're a bunch of nutjobs. You said this. This wasn't even close to being true. We don't want to do that. Right? Just that simple. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Look, Israel struck, what, more than 40 Hezbollah sites. Now, the defense minister claims the South Lebanon command is decimated after half of the Hezbollah's commanders are killed. Yay, Israel. On Wednesday, Israel's defense forces carried out a large wave of strikes against 40-plus sites, all belonging to the terrorist group. Israel Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, he claimed that the military had killed half of Hezbollah's commanders in South Lebanon. The other half were hiding or abandoning southern Lebanon. He said there would be further action in the months to come. The coming period will be decisive as Israel is facing a number of alternatives to bring security to the north. Now again, Biden needs to take lessons from him on how you deal with the enemy, how you deal with the people that hate you. I mean, truly hate you. They've been brought up to hate you. There's nothing there. Look. This isn't even against the people themselves. This is what they've been put through for decades, what they've been taught to believe. You've seen the videos. You've heard from people who've come out of it. That their schools, their education systems aren't to make you a scientist or mathematician or anything along those lines. The Palestinians are teaching their kids to hate the Israelis. End of discussion. Half of the Hezbollah commanders in South Lebanon have been eliminated. The other half are hiding in abandoned areas, Gallant said, after holding an assessment at the Northern Command headquarters. He had his chiefs around him. He said that, look, Israel's main goal in the north was to return tens of thousands of Israelis displaced by Hezbollah's daily attacks to their homes. They want peace. They want to live in peace. They want their little patch of land that is theirs to begin with. They had a lot more. They gave a lot away. We're dealing with a number of alternatives in order to establish this matter, and the coming period will be decisive, he said. As the defense minister toward the Northern Command, the IDF said some 40 Hezbollah targets in town were hit within just several minutes by fighter jets and artillery shelling. And these guys know how to use the equipment. Right? These people live in fear every day. Between suicide bombers, between bombs being lobbed in, you saw what happened on October 7th. Look, that's not retaliation. That was an out-and-out massacre. So don't give me this bleeding heart stuff where, things have been happening for so long, they just had to defend themselves. What were they defending themselves against? A bunch of kids dancing? Seriously? How much dope do you have to smoke to even buy that premise? Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Still into socialism, huh? This never stops. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has written a letter to the citizenry. He announced that he is suspending all his public duties to stop and reflect on the future and decide whether he wants to continue to be at the forefront of politics. He won the election in a illegitimate way after breaking a solemn campaign promise and establishing an artificial majority by enacting an amnesty to bring in separatists that had been, obviously separated from Spain. I'm not going to go through all of that, but it was a group of people that they actually brought in that normally didn't have a right to vote. Now he and his wife are under investigation for influence peddling and corruption. They say that Sanchez is indignant. He's threatening to resign his premiership because of what he calls political persecution. It might be true. I don't know. Do you know? But again, socialist leader. Right? This has to do with money and power. Again. See, he can't say anything under socialism. You get what they give you. The economy is whatever they decide to hand you. Just, like I said, just amazing. Never really stops. And I get the biggest kick out of it, right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. I know there's a lot going on. All right, Texas knows how to do it, as does Florida. They've about had it, too. Violent pro-Hamas protests erupted at universities across the U.S., right? Columbia was one of them. They shut down. Texas state troopers, though, yeah, they're not having it. They were deployed to the University of Texas in Austin on Wednesday, and they forcibly dispersed pro-Hamas protesters. This is the way to do it. They don't mess around. Okay, I know New York is dancing around it. They don't want to tee up. Done. You're in this country. You wave this flag. You speak this. Look, again, I come from a family of immigrants. It's okay to speak broken English. It's okay to let people know you're from another country, but you're here because you love this country and you want to make it stronger, not weaker. You want to adhere to the Constitution, not defecate all over it. Right? Can you imagine Columbia University if it was in Texas? Yeah. There would be peace and classes there today. Not a problem. The far-left Hamas supporters stormed a college campus calling for a ceasefire and for UT Austin to boycott businesses and divest from Israel. Yeah, that's going to happen. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a bit. Don't go far.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident
and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
CEO Hsiao Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing, but not defining. A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salary employees to qualify for overtime. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Okay, we're back now. All right, I'm a little slow, all right? We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is, you get involved. You get engaged. You get information. It truly is the way to make things happen. Right? And get up on some of these stories. Make sure that you have the information you need. And I know I keep saying this because I want you guys to get involved. Right? I want you to get the information that you need to be able to talk to people, to be able to push back on people. I don't know any other way to put it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot, like I said, got a lot happening out there. And you got so much going on. There's so much that you could be doing to make a difference. All right, let me get back. We're having some technology issues, which I always have so much fun with. You know what I'm saying? All right. We're talking about how Texas takes care of unruly people. So the pro-Hamas protesters, we're talking about how the Texas state troopers, they're not going to have any of this crazy stuff. When the pro-Hamas supporters stormed the college, the Texas state troopers were like, yeah, okay, bring it on. Right? They're setting up tents on the south lawn. They're trying to set up an encampment. Law enforcement just went in and broke it up. Now, the protests tripled in size in the last 2 hours. The university banned them from protesting on the south lawn, but they settled up the tents anyway. They didn't much care. Texas Department of Public Safety announced their presence in the as criminal trespass. Hey, look, I'm reading as I'm going. Cut me some slack. Right? And anyone who doesn't leave will be arrested. And they didn't say might be. We'll cut you a little slack. We'll see what happens. They went in there like stormtroopers, which is what they should have done. Because you're told you can't assemble there. Right? I mean, seriously. In an Instagram post, the Palestinian Solidarity Committee, an organization dedicated to the organizing for Palestinian liberation and right to return where? To property that wasn't theirs? God, we've done such a terrible job at educating our kids. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. With a location in Austin, posted its plans to establish the popular university at the UT Austin campus on Wednesday. Now, according to the Post, supporters were going to reclaim our space by walking out of class at 11:40, meeting at the Gregory Plaza. Students were instructed to then march to and occupy the lawn. They were told to bring blankets, food, face masks. Why would you need face masks? The demonstration aim was to urge UT Austin to divest from Israel, right? Or to put it in their words, divest from debt. These protests across the country are the same. They're using the same terminologies. They're using the same flag, same signs, same everything. So I'm glad to see its grassroots just popped up out of nowhere. What do you think? You know, and you've got to go down there at Columbia University. You know what? I think the protesters, the ones that are doing all, they need to be expelled. They don't get their money back. Why should they get their money back? They're the one causing the damage and the problems. Why give them anything? In all seriousness. Right? Make them pay. Why is it that the people that have actually paid money to go there are now sitting at home having to do distance learning, and I don't even know if they're getting anything out of it because I don't know if the teachers can go there and do anything. How does that happen? They should be getting their money back. The college should be fined for not getting a hold of this thing, letting it get out of hand. You don't think so? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, Michigan's iron-fisted Democrat Attorney General Dana Nissel. She's filed criminal cases against 15 GOP, Michigan GOP electors, right? For President Trump, because of what they did for President Trump in 2020. Literally, it's falling apart, as are all those AGs across the country. I'm going to say Soros-backed. I didn't believe it at first, but I'm believing it more and more now. The Whitmer-appointed judge, Kristen Simmons, is presiding over the case, which is on the sixth day. It's being heard in the Ingham County Court. Now, Judge Simmons has conducted herself in a very fair and thorough manner so far. The partisan hack attorney general special investigator, Howard Schock, though, he was caught with his pants down, so to speak, in court when asked by one defense attorney why he had issued a search warrant for the names and personal banking information of donors to Give, Send, Go accounts. Right? Those accounts were used to help raise money for the wrongfully charged electors legal defense fund. He said, you've got to give Democrat AG Dana Nissel credit when she wants to destroy her party's political enemies like a heat-seeking missile. She's able to find precisely the right people who will help her accomplish those goals. Now, suppose the AG Special Agent Howard Schock was someone hand-selected by Dana Nissel to investigate, help prove her ridiculous criminal case against 15 primary senior citizens who cast an alternate state of electoral votes. Now, remember, the Democrats did this to Donald Trump. Do any of you remember that? Don't you remember when when celebrities and others came forward and kept telling the electors, the ones that were supposed to go vote for Trump, that they didn't have to do what the people wanted them to do? That the whole idea behind the Electoral College was so those electors could make sure that the right person got elected. It's so wrong. It just shows you how pathetically dishonest they are. The Electoral College was made to make sure that Maryland would have the same power in electing a president that California would have, or Texas, or New York, the bigger states. And those were the arguments during that whole thing. If you would just do a little studying, you'd find out that's exactly what it was about. It was making sure that everybody... Why do you think there's only two senators to the state? I bet you many of you don't even know why. And how we screwed that up this century, or last century. There there's a reason why the Founding Fathers did things the way they did it, and it wasn't because they were white supremacists with slaves. It was so much more than that. They had just come out of total dictatorship with the king. They couldn't worship the way they wanted. They couldn't spend their money the way they wanted. They couldn't grow. I mean, they were under the king's thumb, who claimed to be just carrying out God's plan, which is not the way God operates. Story for another day. But anyhow, back to this. Again, interesting how they were okay with it. Right? They were okay with trying to get the people, the electors for Trump to switch their vote. But when you do it to them, they get all bent out of shape. And they think it's against the law at that point. Dana Nassel, whom legal experts claim had already tainted the case, was recently caught on video joking to a radical group during an online discussion about how location of the court where the case for 15 GOP electors would be heard. During her comments, though, Nassel suggested that because the demographics in Lansing tend to be heavily favored Democrats, the electors would likely not have a favorable jury there. I mean, they know what they're doing. They're not stupid. She went on to say eventually those cases will be tried in Ingham County, which is very different from Antrim County. In reference to reference to the innocent men who were exonerated in the FBI-led kidnapping plot of Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Right, Ingham County, where Lansing is located, very, 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 very heavy Democrat. Highly partisan AG also claimed that the GOP electors had been brainwashed and genuinely believed that Trump won Michigan in 2020. They legit believed that. Well, listen, have you seen the sheriff's report? In the last couple of years, you've seen more and more evidence, proof, whatever you want to call it, come forward that there were thousands of phony ballots, but nobody will take it on. Nobody will bring it forward. Nobody will take it to the courts. Because look at what they're doing to them. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting, Xing, tweeting, whatever the heck it's called. Like I said, I do very much appreciate the time that you're being involved and being engaged. I got to tell you, seriously, we need more people. Again, not fighting with other people. Right? Not just starting a fight to start a fight. But maybe actually conversing with one. Look, I got to tell you, over the years, I've actually changed my mind or been able to work with things that are happening because I got information, maybe from a caller, or maybe from somebody who wrote me an email, or maybe somebody I just sat down and actually spoke with. Right? I mean, it's just amazing to me. That we're not willing to open our mind and just listen. And you could discount when somebody's sitting there talking with you, you could discount them and flush it. But what's it really cost you to sit there and listen? I got to tell you something. This time I listen, I'm chomping at the bit. Right? I'm listening to somebody, and I'm going, God, this guy is so wrong, so off, so whatever. But I still let them speak. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna, you know, just start yelling at them and telling them what idiots they are. Now, I will call them out for double and triple standards. Right? I mean, seriously, when you listen to this, and you listen to some of the things they say, here in California, raising minimum wage to $20 will help so many people. No, it won't. They're already looking at possibly hundreds of thousands of people losing their jobs over this. Right? You had a lot of small restaurants closed down because those are the ones that hurt the most. Interesting to me, no disrespect to fast food workers, but you have apprentices and such in plumbing and carpentry and electrical work. They weren't included in this $20 an hour minimum wage thing in California. Only fast food workers. Between inflation, the cost of food, the cost of gas, the cost of electricity. And then after all of that, you're going to turn around and nail these owners or these restaurant owners with even more money. Makes no sense. And then you wonder why they're closing down. Oh, because they're greedy, right? Yeah, they're not greedy. I mean, I go through this with you guys all the time. I'm going to do it again. And I'm just going to say it the way it is. Right? You go in and apply for a job. You're the cashier at a company, which is great that you have a job. But as I always say, there's no cashier that ever created jobs for other people. You know, full-time jobs. But you got an owner. I just met a mom-and-pop owner today of a small grocery store. Right? Or I should say, you know, a single owner. But it's still a mom-and-pop type of organization. All right? And they put up their money, their life savings, their house, their personal signature. They're the ones on the hook for making sure that they make the right decisions to bring in enough money to make sure that cashier gets their paycheck every week. And there are many times that small business owners do not cash that check that's sitting in their drawer. They can't cash it because the cash flow isn't there. The money hasn't come in. And this is okay, right? And yet you think that the cashier, the stock boy or girl, the custodian, that they deserve the same compensation to share the profit with the owner to put everything on the line, whose house, car, savings, everything's on the line. Is that what we've done to you? Is that what we've taught you over the years? This craziness. It just doesn't make any sense. And for those of you who thought the $20, there are plenty of families out there that use these fast food joints, McDonald's, Burger King, what have you, to help feed their kids. I know it's not the best food in the world. I grew up on it. Not always, but a lot. Also, I had a lot of pasta at home. But I'm curious. All of a sudden, they can't do it anymore. That single mom busted her hump with two jobs, going to McDonald's or Burger King or wherever, to get food for her kids. All of a sudden, that doesn't work for her anymore. Really, think about it. Now, maybe, I don't know, maybe she's splitting three hamburgers among four kids instead of everybody getting a hamburger and a half. I don't know. But I know sure as heck she can't afford it anymore. I even have a hard time going, well, not that I can't afford it, so to speak, but paying $28, it's just nuts. For something simple, I mean, I can go there and get the same thing all the time. I'm like, if they saw my car and recognized my license plate, I wouldn't even have to order. That's how bad I am with it. All right, well, liberal utopia did it again. Apparently, they don't know what utopia means. A new California law could end up terminating over 500,000 jobs, right? And those nut jobs in California, in the Senate, not the Senate, in the legislative body, they're making things very difficult for low-income people. And they claim that they want to help these people. Just nuts. Ronald Reagan used to say, right, the scariest words in the English language were, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. And California just proved that drives that home on a regular basis. And economics has always, it seems in these blue states, economics is a fleeting idea. It's just a concept that you should think about but not really implement. Right? So Deep Blue California recently passed Assembly Bill 1228. It forced certain but not all fast food restaurants to raise their minimum wage by $4 an hour all at once. No rollout, no couple of bucks here, a couple of bucks there, give them time to make changes. Right? Because they thought this would enrich people's lives. Because $20 an hour would make. So if you have a $20 an hour job in San Francisco or LA, yeah, I'm sure you're going to be able to afford an apartment on that. Or feed your family for that matter. The other set of consequences here have cost many people their jobs. I guess that may not enrich their lives. CNBC was reporting that the state has over 500,000 fast food workers, but many of them are under threat of losing their jobs. They're now using kiosks and that kind of thing. Now, this month, the left coast state's new $20 an hour minimum wage took effect on the fast food industry. Business owners have responded by putting in more electronic ordering devices. We saw it last summer here in California. I don't know what it was like in the rest of the country. But when you walked into McDonald's and you were greeted by this machine that looked like a genius, you have to admit, looks like an iPhone. You walk in, it looks like an iPhone. You place your order, and then you go over to the counter. You go over where you do the pickup, and a human being, thank God, hands it to you at that point. I guess we're not far away from replicators where you get a replicator machine. You know what I'm saying? And again, this new wage hike comes to the tail of these COVID shutdowns, devastated the restaurant industry. Thought is that we've lost almost 40% of that industry. Right? The profit margins plummet. Restaurants in California were starting to regain their footing, and now they get hit with this $20 an hour. Burger King franchise owner, you know, he's warning them. He said the costly new wage law has forced him to put in place a plan to add electronic ordering kiosks at his 140 locations within 2 months. So he's scrambling. And these guys, you know, everybody thinks these guys become multimillionaire. Now, if you have 140 restaurants, you're doing well. But it's not going to stop. All right, let's try this one. Dave from San Francisco. Dave, you want to talk about gold?
Well, yeah.
Do you have something you want to give away or something? What's the deal? What?
Yeah, the minimum wage as it reflects on gold. You're not a baby boomer, I take it.
Are you sure?
I am.
You sure?
Well, no, I'll test you. What was the minimum wage when you turned 18?
It was about $2.75.
Okay. Well, I'm old enough to remember when it was $1.60. And an ounce of gold was $32. So it took you exactly 20 hours at minimum wage to buy 1 ounce of gold. Minimum wage, $1.60. So if you were to take today's price of gold, which is $2,318, and divide it by 20, you would get the minimum wage should be $115.50.
Wow. You think?
Yeah.
We based our minimum wage on the price of gold and not the price of bread, milk, and that kind of stuff.
Well, to reflect the cost of living.
Okay, you know, and then on top of that, if you want to go down that road, I got to blame the nut jobs in Sacramento for adding so many gas taxes that the average person can't even fill up the tank. Okay, they got to work. Well, matter of fact, it's going to be to the point where they got to work 2 hours to get a gallon of gas. All right, sorry, kept you on too long. We got to go. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Sorry, Dave. We'll catch up with you later. Dan Pilla joins me, the tax man, in the next hour. Don't go far.
Thanks.